Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating, and joining me today we have Bill Walkenbach, Cornell's baseball head coach. Thanks for joining me, Bill.
Thank you, David, for having me.
Can you talk a little about your team's early season non-conference schedule this year?
Sure. Well, we wanted to challenge ourselves as much as we possibly could by scheduling a team like Virginia, which is one of the top, I guess they're number two in the nation now. Also with Rider. Rider won their conference last year. Radford, always a strong team. JMU and Appalachian State, very strong competitive teams from the South. We felt that if we could play the best possible teams out there, that we would be more ready for Ivy League play. When you go on a trip or trips like we've been on, sometimes you don't win all those games, and this year has been an example of that. And so what we do as coaches is we battle with trying to prepare guys but not letting them fall into a mental rut where they get beat around too much, and then it becomes difficult to come back mentally from some of those losses. So that's something that a lot of Ivy League coaches will battle with every year in trying to find that balance that's going to put their guys in the best mental framework going into Ivy League season while also having given them the best possible competition to play against.
You mentioned some of those teams that you've been playing in the non-conference slate are mostly located in the South. What sort of challenges does it pose being here in Ithaca in terms of getting your guys ready for playing baseball outside when the weather doesn't always cooperate up here?
Well, it is a challenge. We've got some great indoor facilities, however, that we'll use in the month of February. We've got a turf field here that was built back in the winter of 07, which has given us tremendous opportunities to be outside much more so than some of our other northern competitors. But northern baseball teams all have the same challenges. It's not just us in Ithaca. The entire Ivy League, several conferences up here in the north, they all battle with weather. And so we don't use that as an excuse by any means as far as our preparation goes. We just have to go out there and do the best we can and see how it comes out when we get out on the field.
So now that your team is heading into Ivy League play, can you talk a little bit about the unique division arrangement that we have in Ivy League baseball as opposed to your standard Ancient Eight in some other Ivy League sports?
Sure. Well, we wanted to, back many years ago, the coaches wanted to maximize the number of conference games that could be played within the Ivy League, and the best way they found to do that was to split the league into two divisions. The Rolfe Division, which is kind of like the Eastern Division, the Northeastern Division, and the Gehrig Division, which is somewhat of the Southwestern Division, so to speak. We're kind of one of the outliers of that division. But our division is Cornell, obviously Princeton, Penn, and Columbia. And the other side is Yale, Brown, Harvard, and Dartmouth. When we start out our league season, we'll play two weekends against those other four teams in the other division. Each team in the league has a travel partner. We have Princeton, so Princeton and ourselves will say next weekend we're going to Dartmouth and Harvard. So we play Dartmouth first, they play Harvard first, then we flip-flop. When those teams come to us, they play Princeton and Cornell, and they flip-flop. Once we get into intra-divisional play, we will play four-game series with each of our intra-divisional competitors. So this year we're at Columbia for four games, Penn is at us for four games, and then your travel partner, you split two and two. So we end up getting in 20 conference games. It's not the absolute ideal. We'd love to play three-game sets like many other conferences do, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But in order to maximize our games, this was the best way that we could do it.
Oh, you mentioned some of these weather concerns up here in the Northeast that are not unique to Cornell. When did you guys first get a chance to get outside and play here on the field before starting games?
Well, it's really all over the map from year to year. The last 2 years, we were out there on February 1st, which is the first day we were allowed to practice. And we were out there sporadically through February. This year was a little bit more challenging. The snow just kind of hung around a little bit longer. So I think the first time we were out there on our field was sometime in the first week of March. But the turf field itself has given us tremendous opportunities to be out there earlier than we would have otherwise. When you have a dirt field, dirt and grass here in the Northeast, you've got to wait for the thawing of the ground. And with that comes moisture. And then after things warm up, you still have to wait several more days for things to dry up. With the turf, we don't have to worry about that.
So you mentioned this turf field and some of the great indoor facilities we have here at Cornell. How has that affected your recruiting in your several years as head coach here?
It's huge. It's huge. The field that we used to play on wasn't the greatest facility, and it was something that we weren't always allowed to show with pride to our recruits because it wasn't something that was going to get them excited about our program. when Rich Booth and several other alums and parents got together and put the money together for this new facility, it gave us a recruiting tool that like we'd never had before. So we have these great photos up on the internet that allow kids to go on and see what we have to offer. And then once they see the field in person, it's a whole other experience. It's really quite a breathtaking thing to look at once you see it for the first time. So that really it gets a hook into some kids here. When they come here, they say, wow, this is a great place to play. I want to play here. And it's done great things for us.
You mentioned the evolution of Cornell baseball, and you were a player here, class of 98. Mm-hmm. How has Cornell baseball changed just from when you were a player until now?
Well, I think it's the whole league and all of Division I baseball has changed since then. It's not just Cornell baseball. The level of play in the Ivy League has continued to go up and up and up every single year. We see week in and week out some top-of-the-line pitchers that, frankly, we just wouldn't see 15, 20 years ago on a consistent basis. You know, every team would have one or two really high-end arms that they could roll out there on a weekend, and now they're rolling four guys that are upper 80s, low 90s with three pitches they can throw for strikes, and we just didn't see that every weekend back then. Another thing that's affected Division I sports is the level of coaching and instruction in youth baseball. That has continued to go up and up and up, and the amount of knowledge out there, the game of baseball, has made all the players across the board better. And so we're recruiting a higher level of player nowadays than when I was coming through. Guys know more about the game, they're a little bit more talented, and it's a pleasure to coach them because we're playing with some really high caliber players here.
And when you were a player here, you had your fair share of personal success, and I think you still rank in the top five in 11 offensive categories in the Cornell record books. What does that mean to you to be back here coaching players that, you know, hopefully, I guess, in some way can come close to those records down the road?
Well, it's quite an honor. This was a dream come true when I was hired back in 08, and you know, to lead my alma mater, it's been a dream come true. This is a process that we're going to be on here for several years, trying to build the team up to a level of a championship level where we'd like it and where our alumni would like it. But to have this opportunity at a place like Cornell, a place that's meant so much to me since I came here back in 1994, I just couldn't ask for a better experience and a better opportunity. So I'm blessed. My family, we all feel blessed. My wife loves Ithaca. She's a Cornell grad as well. So to be able to bring both of us back to this, what was once our second home and is now our first home, is truly an honor and a blessing.
That's great to hear. I want to thank you for stopping by. We really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck the rest of the season and beyond.
Thank you very much, David. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for watching Sidelines. Tune in next week. Let's go Reds.